Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, indeed. Humpy, humpy, humpy day it is. It's time for your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 13th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, in just a little over 6 months, Apple Music has hit 10 million subscribers. This is all according to the Financial Times and, of course, Apple. Now, yes, that figure, that's about 10 million, maybe a little bit more short of Spotify right now, but granted, it's been only 6 months. Spotify's been there for years. In fact, Spotify's actually saying they've got close to 30 million subscribers now, and 55 million that actually use the free ad-supported service. Yeah, I don't think Apple's ever going to go that route. Though it has to be said, the total of on-demand streaming services all have actually increased, all the way from Google Play even up to Groove. Yeah, I wonder how many people are actually on Groove. In fact, in 2015, the total on-demand music streams, both audio and even video, nearly doubled from 2014. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in 6 more months. Will Apple be able to double that? Yeah, we'll see. Well, it is officially official. Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10 are finally dead. And if you're still using it, what the hell are you still using it for? Yes, 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 as of yesterday, Microsoft will no longer support those 3 Internet Explorers. However, though, IE 11, yeah, it's still clinging on to life right now. It's on life support, but it's still there. It'll still receive those security updates, compatibility fixes, and some technical support for Windows 7 and 8.1 and even Windows 10 if you're still using it there. Oh my gosh. So please, if you're not familiar with what browser you have right now, just go download Firefox or Chrome. You'll thank me for it later. Looks like Spotify and Genius are going to collaborate together. It's actually on a new set of playlists called Behind the Lyrics. Sounds like an old VH1 program. The collaboration is going to be something, I guess, in between like a Snapchat story and a mobile-ready pop-up video, okay? If anything I'm saying to you actually entices you right now, well, you best be on an iPhone app, because that's the only version right now that's going to support this. Plus, it has to be installed on an iPhone 5 or even later. If you do manage to have some access to the new features, well, you'll be able to pull down lyrics, fun facts about the thing, quotes relevant to the songs included, and so many other little goodies. It's like music Candyland. Well, to know if anybody's periscoping just got a little bit easier on Twitter, because, that live Periscope feed's gonna show right up in the timeline now. Yeah, the actual video. At least if you're on iOS. And if you didn't happen to catch the live broadcast of somebody when scrolling through your Twitter timeline, when you do go scroll through it, the archive video will automatically play. Sounds a lot like Facebook, doesn't it? When you tap on it, though, the videos will expand to full screen instead of forcing you to launch the Periscope app. Interesting. Twitter's hoping by adding playback of Periscope videos directly in the timeline, they're making sure broadcasters will get a larger audience for their streams. So, if you were like me and got annoyed with those automatic videos on Facebook, yeah, it just got a little bit further in hell for us. And finally, incandescent bulbs. Ooh, that's like a taboo word now, isn't it? And I know you're thinking, LED's the future, man. No. It is incandescent, and I'll tell you why. Because there's been some researchers at MIT that have developed a new kind of incandescent bulb that actually uses a kind of a nanoscale mirror to make use of the wasted infrared emissions. I know you're thinking, how the hell can this be? Apparently, the team starts with photonic crystals. Okay, that's actually materials that allow the light to pass through, straight through. I don't know, it just allows more light in. Then energy from the infrared radiation is then absorbed and then re-emitted once more. Meaning, you know, you're just pumping out more light. Keep pumping and pumping and pumping. The end result, well, the new incandescent bulb converts 6.6% of electricity into light. And the MIT researchers are saying that's 3 times better than a regular incandescent bulb and better than the least efficient of LED bulbs that are available. The researchers said they reckon it can be boosted even further and perhaps as much as 40%. Really? 6.6 all the way up to 40? You got a long way to go, guys. But don't look for these things on the store shelves anytime soon. We're pretty, pretty far from that. And who knows, even by that time when these things will be available, there'll probably be some new tech that'll come along anyways. The only thing for sure, I'm sure Thomas Edison's sitting a little proud in his grave today. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. You know what's going on over there. You got the Mac show over there. You got the Big Show over there. You got the Gamer show over there. You got the Pocket show over there. You got the Guitar show over there. We got so much shows, you don't even know what the hell to do with them all. You just got to check them all out because they're all great. You can follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Swagger with one G, don't forget. And, of course, the Slack room, hot as ever. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination for that. As for the new show, well, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm pretty sure of it. You know, tomorrow's Thursday, so it'll be late. But we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's hump day. Woohoo! Yeah, time to rejoice. We're almost there. And thank you so much for listening.